Obviously, it is different. You know, after a loss, it's always a little harder, I guess. It's guys are a little more down. I think, you know, as competitors, that's how it should be. You know, you're not satisfied. We didn't play well as a team last week, and so I think we're, you know, back to work and grinding this week to get ready to have a better performance.
Some have talked about how you can learn more from a loss than a win. Is that true?
I think in certain matters, you know, as far as, I guess, you start to focus on details more. Maybe you correct certain things that in a win wouldn't look as bad. You know, you just really dissect the game differently. So I thought we learned a lot about ourselves as well. You know, after a loss, coming back and seeing what kind of team we're going to be this next week will prove a lot, I think.
With the Redskins game, it counts the same as the rest of them, but going into a bye week, does it feel like, maybe, you know, how big a deal is that momentum has been?
Oh, it's huge. You know, I mean, last year we had a big win for the bye week, and we know that, you know, we got some rest ahead of us, so put it all in the field, you know, leave it all in the field, and that's something that we try to do every Sunday, but especially this Sunday, having extra days off, you know, just playing extra hard.
Have you guys talked about that at all, what happened last year, and then all that momentum that came from that one?
We haven't really brought it up to this point yet. I think, you know, the makeup of this team is a little bit different. The direction, the start of the season was different, you know. We did talk about, you know, in a season there's going to be storms. You're going to have to weather some difficult times. And I think, you know, after a loss, any loss is a difficult time. But, you know, having injuries and just, you know, I guess not playing well overall is something you got to bounce back from.
Given how critical kind of preparation during the week is, how important is it that Peyton is at practice?
He's our offensive leader, and he's our leader of this team. And it's always important to have quarterback there. You know, I think we've had a lot of practice throughout the year to have timing to understand one another. There's, you know, maybe certain things that, you know, we do schematically that he needs to be there for. Otherwise, I think a lot of it's mental. You know, he's got to be on it. You got to know what kind of defenses you're going to see. You got to know what the checks may possibly be, and just be on top of that way.
I think the day of rest was good for the veterans, yourself, Peyton, yesterday.
I mean, anytime you can get a day to rest the body, it's huge, because the weeks become shorter and shorter when the season gets longer, because, you know, it is a long season, physically, mentally, everything. So being able to recharge and get ready again for a game week is huge.
Do you think you'll see more jamming? Like, the Colts seem to be the first team that consistently runs Geno throughout the game against wide receivers. Do you think you'll see more of that now this week and beyond?
Yeah, possibly. You know, I think we talked from the beginning of the year, we're going to see everything, you know. And if a team's strength defensively is man coverage and they trust their guys up front to get to the quarterback, that's something that I think, you know, is a possibility for sure. You know, I think teams are going to want to do something different, challenge us differently, and you know, we're going to have to be prepared for that. And it might be what you're saying. It might be different zones, but I think all of that we prepared for, and we're ready to see anything.